Back here on the Mackey Motors tailgate here on 93.7 at KKRL. Mackey Motors of Lake City, again, recipient of the GMARC of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive it. Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We begin our Mackey Motors tailgate with a conversation with Crusaders head coach Nathan Lindsay. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. Always good talking to you.
You bet, Coach. This is what it all comes down to right now. A four-way tie for second place in the district. One of you guaranteed to come out of here tonight with a postseason berth. But we've got three games you got to kind of pay attention to tonight to determine who's going to go out. One of those games is your games. I got the sense you got to be happy to be in this position, though you'd probably rather already have that two seed wrapped up.
Yeah, like you said, this is probably one of the biggest area games, and then you throw in every other game in our district, and it's one of those districts that everyone's probably keeping their eye on based on who wins and who loses. But all in all, I think it's awesome, especially for these guys, to be in a position to, you know, clinch a postseason berth regardless of what the seed is, just because of everything that happened last year and, you know, years past, all that stuff. Just for them to come out and take care of games we've needed to this year to put ourselves in the position we are for this game. I think I'm just more so proud of the guys for buying into me and the stuff that I brought in along with, you know, buying into themselves and each other and just realizing like, hey, we can be a pretty good ball club this year.
How do you keep the guys from having one eye kind of on those other two games, especially that Cam Arweva game?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for, you know, that kind of message is, that game doesn't matter unless we take care of business ourselves. Simply because I don't want to get into the mess of, you know, well, you know, we beat these guys head to head, they beat us, but we lost to so-and-so, you know, whatever. And then the 17-point differential, all that. I'd rather not have to go down that rabbit hole and just stick to, you know, we win and we're in, and Saturday we're waiting for who we're playing. Versus the waiting game of, you know, oh gosh, are we even in? Like waiting for the last couple of teams to be announced or released or whatever. And let's just go out, take care of what we can do, take care of our game, and everything else will fall into the place it needs to.
And I'm sure the rivalry with Glidden Ralston probably helps that focus. This game's always been big. 9-7, Glidden leads it since 2007. And they've won three straight. Prior to that, you guys had won five in a row. This is your first year as the head coach in this rivalry, not a first year in the rivalry, but how different does it feel this year as the head coach?
Yeah, you know, it's a big game. I mean, when we're 15 minutes apart, 15, 20 minutes apart from each other, we share wrestling. You know, so these guys are always talking to each other. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of friendships in both schools with, you know, crossing kids. So, you know, just I'm always a fan of a good rivalry matchup, and that's what this is. You know, I think the kids were talking to me this morning at Morning Weights about it, just, you know, we've lost three in a row, and the taste of last year is still in their mouths, and they just are licking their chops to, you know, get a win against Glidden. And then now you throw in, you know, if we win, you know, it means postseason, extra football, all that stuff. So it's one of those big energy games, just kind of like homecoming, kind of like the Ottoman game, just a lot of big energy games. And so far the guys have, you know, risen to the challenge for every game.
Caden Oswald expected to be back tonight. How big is that of a lift for you guys?
Yeah, Caden expecting to be back. Anytime you can bring a playmaker back like that, it just makes everything a heck of a lot easier. I know with my play calling and stuff, when, you know, a negative play or play doesn't go our way, you know, if the ball's in his hands, he can probably turn it into at least a zero or a negative or a positive game. He's just one of those athletes that I've said it before, but I'm really glad he's on our team, because I would not want to go through the hassle of trying to stop him. And we have a ton of athletes like that, but then taking nothing away from Tucker. He's done a great job stepping in and playing and all that stuff. It's just, you know, a playmaker like Caden, it's always good to get him back and healthy and let him do his thing.
Coach, you mentioned in a way that you're glad he's on your team. What do you think Glidden does, not just to contain him, but to also contain Ethan Bauer and the other weapons that you've shown, Gavin Heiderscheid in the passing game, Tucker when he comes in and plays quarterback. So what do they do defensively to try and slow you guys down?
I think the big thing is, like teams have been doing recently, I think they are going to, try and make us throw the ball still. Gavin's came out at receiver and done great things. Caleb Hoffman, Max Sherburn, some other guys that have been catching the ball recently with teams making us throw it. But I would assume Glidden, is still going to make us throw it, contain Caden and Ethan, try and stop them, send a lot of people at those guys, and Tucker and Andrew when they come in, same thing. Those two backups, we don't miss a beat with those guys, which is always good. So, I would expect them to make us throw it, make us, beat them through the air instead of on the ground.
They've had some injury issues of their own. What have you seen on film about the different lineups that they've kind of had, and what do you need to do defensively? Because they're going to want to run the football as well. What do you got to do to not let them get that run game established?
Yeah, I think the big thing for this Glidden team with, like you said, as many different lineups as they've been going through these past couple weeks is, don't necessarily worry about the people that are out there, more so worry about the scheme. Watching the film, watching the scheme, seeing what they're doing. Again, it doesn't matter who is there or who's running this. I mean, just seeing that more so. And they're going to try and run the ball too, just like we do. And so the big thing defensively for us that we haven't been doing well these past couple weeks is just executing, just finishing that play. We always had people in the right spot, or we flow well and whatnot. Like that stuff where, and then we just don't finish it. We don't bring our feet with our tackle. We don't drive our feet. We don't wrap up fully, a lot of arm tackling, just don't get low enough, just stuff like that. We haven't been doing those little things that we've been talking about all year. And these past 2 weeks, it's bitten us in the behind. And so I hope the kids see that, and we'll obviously address it this week again. But we just have got to do a better job of executing those little things on the defensive side of the ball to not let Glidden get going on the ground.
How much do you think special teams can impact tonight?
Yeah, I do think special teams can make an impact. Both teams are very capable of doing, good things on special teams, whether it be, returning a touchdown or getting an onside, blocking a punt, stuff like that. I think, that might be the deciding factor in the game. If that just kind of one of those games where that may, what it be come down to, who needs an extra possession, who could steal something on special teams. So it very well could be a crucial part in this game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. I look forward to coming down and catching up with you, finishing after the game gets over to catch up with you for the scoreboard show later on tonight. So appreciate you joining us, and best of luck.
Yeah.
Head Coach Nathan Lindsay again with the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors tailgate. Dave Prescott, the head coach for the Wildcats, set to join us next here on the CB Sports Network.